Yet when I am among mature Christians, I speak with words of wisdom, but not the kind of wisdom that belongs to this world, and not the kind that appeals to the rulers of this world who are being brought to naught. When we're around Christians, we should talk about the wisdom of God. Verse 7 and 8. No, the wisdom we speak of is the secret wisdom of God, which was hidden in former times, though he made it for our benefit before the world began. I'll tell you one of the secret hidden wisdoms of God that the church almost never talks about. Two of them. That's healing and deliverance. Most churches don't ever talk about healing and deliverance. You know, I was associated with a very good denominational church for many, many, many years of my life. And I can think I virtually never saw anybody come down after the service was over to ask to be prayed for healing or to have a demon cast out of them. Never. It never happened. And so people are sick and afflicted. But if you get around men and women that are really men and women of God, I mean, demons tremble. When you speak, they leave. Yeah. When you know who you are in Christ Jesus, you can pray for the sick, or you don't even have to pray for the sick. You can just say, be healed in the name of Jesus and lay hands on them and get them healed. You don't have to pray for people. You know, somebody said, pray for me. Okay, I'll pray for you. But you know, you don't have to pray for you. All you got to do is just like that woman in Home Depot that time when I just put my hand on her head and said, be healed. Dave was over there trying to be nice to her, say, ma'am, can we pray for you? And she's saying, no. And if she says no, it's too late. I already put my hand on her head and I said, ma'am, it's too late now. Your headache's already gone. And it was. Don't you love for Jesus to show up like that?
Yes.
And people are dumbfounded. They really are. But of course, you know, it wasn't long after that till I walked in there and there was another cashier that watched this. She came over and said, sir? I said, yes. She says, can I talk to you a second? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I've got a sick baby at home. Would you pray for my baby? I said, why do you ask me? She said, I saw you pray for that girl. She said, you're tuned in to God. She said, I'm a Christian. I go to church. But she said, I ain't never seen nothing like that in my life. But that girl got healed that day. So she said, will you pray for my baby? I said, I most definitely will. So I prayed for her baby. About a month, I was back in there again. She came running over and said, Thurman, I got to tell you, my baby was healed when I got home that evening. Now, isn't that awesome? Can we serve an awesome Jesus? All he's looking for is somebody that'll do what he says. And, you know, he didn't make our part hard, did he? No, he's such a wonderful God. Wow. But the rulers of this world have not understood it. Satan and his host of demons is the rulers of this world. If they had of, they would never have crucified our glorious Lord. You know, a lot of people say, you know, who crucified Jesus? Well, the scripture says Satan and his host of demons did it. But he did it through man. These demons were in these people. How many of y'all saw The Passion? Didn't they do a good job of those people that professed to have the demons? You could see the demons in those people, couldn't you? I mean, if you were tuned in to the things of God, those people that were walking through the crowd that were possessed of demons, they done such a great job, you could tell who those people were. I mean, they really put that movie together well. And I thought to myself, now here is Satan. Here's his host of demons. And he's saying, we're going to make this man sin like we've made every other man on this earth sin. But they couldn't. Jesus never one time yielded to their temptations. He overcame. And so when it come down to the end, Satan says, I'm not going to have it. I don't care if I can't make him sin. I'm going to kill him anyway. And he did. Now then, when he killed him anyway, this is what Satan didn't know. Although he knew the law. The law, I think it's in Genesis 9:6, I believe. Yes, you must execute anyone who murders another person, for to kill a person is to kill a living being made in God's image. In other words, if I go out and kill somebody on my own, then what's going to happen to me? Chances are, I'm going to have my life taken. That's what that's saying, isn't it? A life for a life. if you kill somebody and they were not worthy of death, then you are guilty of sin. In other words, you have no right to do any harm to anyone else, do you? Not at all. So if you go out and kill a man that's honest and has nothing wrong, chances are the police are going to take you to prison and either lock you up or they're going to take your life, right? Well, that's exactly what that scripture says there. And in the spiritual realm, it meant what it said. And so Satan, he had no idea that this is the way that Jesus Christ was going to destroy the works of the devil. He was going to walk holy and pure before God, and Satan done everything in his power to get Jesus to sin, and he could not. So he said, I'm going to kill him anyway. Now, it's just like that scripture in 1 Corinthians said, if he had known what he was doing, he would never. Because he destroyed himself when he did that. But he didn't know he was going to destroy himself. But he did. He destroyed himself. And now then the king was victorious over him. Although he killed him, I can just see it now. When he's hanging on that cross, I can just see the devil in one of them men down there saying, you idiot, I've got you anyway. I couldn't make you sin, but now it's over. Now the world is going to be mine forever. But just think, when the king died, and then he went down into the lowest hell, and I can see him now when he walks over to Satan and grabs him by the nape of the neck. Did you just see that? Pulling that beast over there and throwing him down on the floor, put his foot on him and reach down and take the keys of death, hell, and the grave away from him and say, now then, Buster, I'm the king. You killed me, but death can't hold me because there's no sin in me. I'm in charge now. All power in heaven and earth belongs to me. And then he made a statement, I'm going to give it to my children. Oh, we don't get that. We don't get that, that he's going to give that power to us, because if it belongs to him and he's in us, we have it. We have that power. Wow. But the rulers of darkness, the rulers of this world, they did not understand that. It had been well hidden from before the foundations of the world. Wow. 9 and 10. That is what the scriptures means when they say, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. There was a preacher friend of mine that I knew very well. That was his wife's favorite verse. I heard her quote that verse, there's no telling how many times. One day I asked her, I said, you know, I got a question I want to ask you. She said, what's that? I said, do you know what the next verse says? No, I have no idea. I thought, that's exactly what I thought. What does that tell me about this woman? Although she's a pastor's wife, she's totally living in the flesh. She's not living in the spirit, because look what it says. But we know these things because God has revealed them to us by His Spirit. And His Spirit searches out everything and shows us even God's deepest secrets. How do you think I learned about healing? God revealed it to me. How do you think I learned about deliverance? God revealed it to me. I mean, you can't learn these things on your own. They have got to be revealed to you by the Holy Spirit. And if you're not spending time with God in the Word, you will never get these revelations. I think how many years I went, and I mean every year, I didn't know that all things was mine. You know, I had no idea, you know, that He bore my sickness and removed my disease. Although it was in the Scripture, I didn't know it. And, you know, here's a dumb man that had not had the revelation of these things being revealed to him. So when the spring come along and I get a little sniffles in my nose, what's the first thing you think I say? Oh, it's that time of year again. I guess I'm fixing to come down with the flu. And guess what? And I come down with the flu. So, I mean, you just don't have any idea how the spirit world will work around your words. You give them legal right by your words. And I just thought, wow. I mean, you know, but it wasn't no big thing. I mean, back in those days, I had the flu every year, sometimes twice, you know. So, I mean, colds and flus, that's just a way of life, you know. And, of course, I hated it when I get down in my back. You know, I mean, six or eight times I had down on my back where, I mean, boy, I can remember one time when I was in the Air Force at Perry Air Force Base right up here at Sherman. I reached over, and right there on this tester I used on these F-102s, it says total weight of this tester, 67 pounds. Well, that's not light, but it's not real heavy. You know, when you're 25 years old, you do that with one finger, you know, good grief. So I reached on the back of this truck and grabbed the two handles, one on each end, and picked that thing up. When I did, boy, it's like you hit me in the back with a 2x4. I dropped that thing. I said, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I've thrown my back out. Oh, my goodness. I guess I'll be down for a week or two like I usually am. Oh, yeah, no faith whatsoever. You know, unfortunately, I don't know nothing about the word, but I'm a Christian. I don't know what belongs to me. So I'm speaking the negative stuff. And, of course, I go to the doctor on the base. I try to go home, and, of course, every time I try to pick up my right foot to hit the brake, it's like somebody hit me in the back with a 2x4. And that's very difficult to hit the brake with that kind of pain. So I finally made it home, and so I had my wife drive me to the base the next morning, and I went in to see the doc, and as I'm walking in, I'm walking kind of like this. He said, what's wrong with you? I said, I hurt my back. He said, bend over and touch your toes. I said, doc, I can't look down at my toes. Do this, and it feels like you get hit in the back with a 2x4. I said, he said, wow. So he checked me and everything, x-rayed me and did everything. He said, well, all I can say is go home, get on the floor, put your quilt on the floor, and then put your elevate your head and your feet about 6 inches and lay there for about a week and see what happens. So I did. I went home, laid on the floor on a quilt. You know, I crawled to the bathroom, and I would have to go try to limit that to once a day, you know. So, and you don't want to move much no more than you have to because it hurts so bad. Finally, after a week, I was hurting so bad everywhere else. You know, really. I mean, from laying on the back, your buttocks and your shoulders and everything where you're laying on the floor, everything's hurting. When you're laying on the board floor for a week, I mean, you get to hurting so bad, you think, okay, Lord, so maybe, I mean, of course, I probably didn't even say, okay, Lord. You know, I didn't know enough about God to even think about praying. You mean it's come to this praying? I didn't even know enough to pray. But yet I'm a Baptist, Southern Baptist, been in church all my life. I've never been out of church. I mean, I've been in church. I was raised in church, but I didn't know nothing about praying. I didn't know how to get things done. You know, these things had not been revealed to me by the Holy Spirit, like Paul's trying to tell us here. I had not spent enough time with God for him to reveal anything to me. So if you don't spend time in his word, how's he going to reveal something to you?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Secret Wisdom of God, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.